minutes to 8 o'clock on a Friday morning, and as promised, in the studio, my first interview of the morning is with Councillor Privy Makan. She is the mayoral candidate for the Democratic Alliance in Guadalajara. She is also the caucus, the caucus leader for the Democratic Alliance. So you're very important in this area, Privy, and I'm honoured to have you on the morning show. But I think it's important to unpack from the get-go a couple of things. We've got an election coming up, a municipal election of vital importance to this area, to also the country, but if you are part and parcel of the Balito extended community, this is a very, very big deal. I think it's fair to say a lot of folk have got into this almost voter apathy scenario where it doesn't make any difference. Why must we go and stand in the elements and wait and, you know, for hours to cast a vote that means nothing? I'm sure that you have a completely different view. So welcome. The mic is yours.
Good morning, Dave, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. So, yeah, it's a great honor to be on your show, actually. So you're quite correct. A very, very important year. It is an election year. And the local government elections are very likely to take place towards the end of the year. So around November 2026. The comment about voter apathy, yes, indeed. We see it a lot. And the truth is, Dave, that residents across Guadalajara need to realize that there is a direct link between the way you vote and the way you live. And the truth about Guadalajara right now is that our municipality as a whole is broken. And there's an opportunity in November this year to get a new government in place. And there's a very real possibility that there could be a DA-led government in this municipality. So whilst on the south of Guadalajara we've got three DA wards, they are merely DA-run wards. It's not the entire municipality. But an opportunity presents itself this year.
When you say DA-led, are you referring particularly to the mayoral position for which you are the DA candidate?
So the council would be led. The municipality would be governed by the Democratic Alliance.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. You've got three councillors in the municipal get together of 31 councillors. Am I missing something?
Yeah. So we actually have 9 seats in the council. Oh. So the composition of the Guadalajara council, and I would love to come back at some point and do a breakdown of the composition of council, because I think it's important for residents to understand that as well. So we've got 59 seats in council. No political party in Guadalajara at the moment has an outright majority. So we are a hung council. The ANC governed through a very nefarious alliance with 2 single-seat parties. But back to the Democratic Alliance. So whilst we have 3 DA wards, we have 6 PR seats in council as well. So those are proportional representation. So basically the way it works is that your number of seats in council are determined by the number of votes that your political party gets across the entire municipality.
So therefore, yes, numbers count.
It's a numbers game. My colleague up the road, Christopher Pappas in the Umgeni municipality, they won an entire municipality by 42 votes. The DA governed in an outright majority because of 42 votes. So it is a numbers game.
And are there sufficient numbers of the party faithful, shall we say, in this region to, if everyone turns out and votes that you know are supporters of the Democratic Alliance, will that make a difference?
Dave, I'll tell you what has been very, very interesting. And, you know, in our political party, we always say that elections are won between elections. And if we look at the trend between the 2021 local government election up to today, the work that our 6 PR councillors have done and the work that our 3 ward councillors have done in the last 5 years is quite telling in terms of the numbers that we have attracted. Elections are won between elections. And if I look at the work that my colleagues have done in wards like Ward 16, 17, 19, 1320, which is in the north of Quadaguza. So around the Quadaguza CBD, Stanger Manor, Stanger Heights, Itiete, in those areas, I really do believe that we are strategically positioned as the DA to govern in Quadaguza in 2026.
It's very interesting because one hears apocryphal tales of MK sweeping in because, well, the ANC has been proven to be, shall we say, less than straightforward with the service delivery. And there is a large Zulu support base for the MK party, which also seems to be in somewhat of a disarray, but nonetheless, there is a lot of sort of factional support for that. And it is a numbers game, as you said. There's many, many more Zulu-speaking voters in the region than anyone else, I would imagine.
Dave, it certainly is a numbers game. The truth about Quadaguza and politics in Quadaguza in the next election is that it's a two-party race. It's going to be a DA-MK race. So the people of Quadaguza have got to make that hard decision. Do you want a political party that is already in disarray, like you say, where every day on the news, it's no longer breaking news in terms of their reshuffle, but it's daily news in how they reshuffle internally? Or do you want a political party with a proven track record in government? So that is the truth about politics in Quadaguza at the moment. In the 2024 national and provincial election, if it was a local government election, you know, the DA would have gotten a lot more seats in council. We would have won a lot more wards. But the percentages that the DA got and the ANC, we got 22.6% of the vote, and so did the ANC. So it's quite telling of how you know, how these dynamics are at play. But again, it goes back to the point that I made earlier, that residents have got to realize that the lived reality of the people of Quadaguza is going to be determined based on how they vote in this next election.
You make a very good point. And I just wanted to kind of almost support that by explaining how... Well, I am very much part of the lobby of formerly advantaged particular, you know, pigeonholed grouping that has become somewhat jaded and somewhat, well, let's just say apathetic about the political process, because we just see more and more and more and more corruption and malfeasance and maladministration. And what are the chances, should the Democratic Alliance come in and take control of the municipality, that things will change?
Dave, I really like that question, because I think, you know, I'm a regular on your show. I've occupied the seat over the last 5 years a number of times.
Memory foam.
Basically. And I've spoken a lot about the work that we have done in opposition. You know, one of the biggest things that has emerged recently is the suspension of a number of senior managers, one of them being the municipal manager. That could not have been achieved without a strong official opposition and a very, very strong civic body, DACRA, who protect the interests of our ratepayers. And I think if that is what we could have achieved in opposition, imagine what we can achieve when we get into government.
Well, I like the confidence, the terminology when, not if, when we get in.
So absolutely,
you're confident that's going to happen. I think a lot of people have questions that they would like answers to, and they would like answers in person, and you're creating that opportunity today, in fact.
Yes. So, Dave, that's very important. What is critical for us as the DA is to listen before we lead, because we need to understand exactly what challenges our residents are facing. So one of the opportunities that we have created today is just a little informal engagement between our residents and ourselves as the three elected ward councillors. So it will be myself, Councillor Jack Abrahams, and Councillor Ayabonga Zwane. We'll be at the Clark Bay Amphitheatre between 11 and 1 today, just having a chat to residents about the link between voting and the services you receive, the importance of voting, and most importantly, assisting residents with registering to vote.
Ah, so the Clark Bay Amphitheatre, in case you are new to town, it's down on the boardwalk, on the waterfront, on the promenade. You can't really go wrong. If you walk along the promenade, you'll eventually come to an amphitheatre. If you
the only amphitheatre in Valletta.
Very useful. Yes. And your ward councillors from the Democratic Alliance will be there to answer your questions, to give you the information that you require, and hopefully to encourage you out of the torpor of, well, yes, we are now at a critical point in our political history. I think it's never been more important in South African political history that people stand up and be counted. It's your democratic right. In fact, it is. People have died for the right to be able to cast a vote. And it can seriously make a difference. Each and every vote counts. Yours in particular. So don't do what so many folk have done to say, well, nothing's going to change. It's a waste of time. We've heard it all before. Yada, 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 yada. This is your opportunity. It's a new game. As of the end of this year, hopefully there will be, we've been thinking and hoping for the winds of change to blow stronger. This is the beginning of the winds of change blowing stronger.
Indeed. So Dave, today is just the start. So we are going to be embarking on a listening tour across all 30 wards in Kwadugusa.
Yeah.
So we're going to every single ward. And we're going to listen to our communities, have authentic dialogue before we present our actual offer as the DA.
A question I wanted to ask you. You are the municipal, the mayoral candidate for the Democratic Alliance. That means that if the DA comes in strong and has the opportunity to appoint a mayor, not a mayoress anymore.
No.
No, that's old. It'll be you.
That's correct.
How does that process work?
So, Dave, this is the one thing about the Democratic Alliance that actually sets us apart from many other political parties in terms of our internal democracy. And we are a very structured party, as you know, and we have very rigorous internal selection processes that unfold. So ordinarily what happens in the run-up to a local government election is the party opens up the process for applications. So you can apply to be the mayoral candidate. You can also apply to be a councillor. You can apply for both, which I've done.
So you first need to be a paid-up member of the Democratic Alliance or a card-carrying member or an on-the-record member, and
yes,
then you can apply.
Absolutely. But importantly, you also have to align to the values of the DA.
So you have to really get involved in various activities and prove yourself.
Absolutely.
Like the blue wave that we've seen of late, standing on the corner waving and
presence is very important, Dave.
It is indeed. Yeah.
So you apply, formally apply. You get called into an interview process. You appear before a selection panel. So for the mayoral candidate process, we were required to submit a governance recovery plan for the municipality that we represent. Mm-hmm. And that then you present in front of a selection panel. They then make the decision and then announce you as the mayoral candidate.
And what is your governance plan, recovery plan?
Dave, so our recovery plan, or certainly what I've presented, would be based on just five pillars. And I think it is based on my lived reality, firstly as a resident in Kwadugusa, but also as someone who has represented the electorate. One of it, I'm happy to go into all, but it would be time dependent.
Yeah, no, we don't have too much time, so just in brief.
So, Dave, I think what is critical right now is prioritizing basic service delivery. Just going back to basics, ensuring that services in an equitable manner reach all residents of Kwadugusa, because we haven't seen that. We've seen public money, which belongs to you as the ratepayer, doesn't belong to the politicians, doesn't belong to the officials, and public money that has just been spent willy-nilly without real accountability. So it would be prioritizing basic service delivery. Budgets have got to prioritize things like your electricity stability, which would then allow businesses to open up here. And when businesses open, as you know, the jobs follow, which means the local economy is going to grow. Road and stormwater maintenance, waste management. So on the south, we see really good waste management, but that's because we've got a private provider. But on the north of Quadugos, that's not that great, you know. So it would be, the key would be getting the basics right. Financial stability in the municipality would be another key factor. So that would be one of our pillars.
That seems to be a really low-hanging fruit in terms of, you know, where the problems are. There's millions of rands worth of electricity being used and not paid for. And it's not apparently the informal settlements stealing electricity, as people might think. It's in fact big business and big organizations that should be paying at a certain rate, and for whatever reason they have been underbilled or their meters have been altered. It seems like a criminal enterprise at work there.
Dave, so I know that the issue of energy loss has been ventilated a lot in the public domain, and that certainly goes back to our pillar of ensuring that there's financial integrity or stability.
So will you fix that?
Listen, it's not going to be an easy fix, but there is a plan.
Okay.
And certainly, you know, there's issues around billing inaccuracies, which you've just pointed out, around large power users who are utilizing power but not being billed correctly, illegal connections. So I think that the truth, Dave, is that whilst it's not a quick fix, I think that there is an opportunity to implement a financial recovery plan, but that financial recovery plan needs to be aligned to best practice. And historically, we haven't seen that. Mm. We haven't seen it being aligned back to even legislation in terms of what does best practice actually say that you should be doing. Because it's all well and good to have ideas on paper, but are they actually being implemented? And are there tangible outcomes that the people of Quadugos are actually seeing? Because let's be honest, if we weren't losing 29.7% in energy, we would be utilizing that money to fix our electricity infrastructure, which then would go back to the point about businesses remaining open and jobs following.
Well, clearly there is a job to be done, and the opportunity to put in place those that are prepared to do the job properly is now, or certainly will be very, very soon. If you have questions that you would like answers to, if you would like to meet the councillors, and you're available today between 11 and 1, pop down to the Clark Bay Amphitheatre on the boulevard, and yeah, you'll find it's an informal session. You'll have an opportunity to engage with Privy or Jack or Ayawonga, and ask the questions to get the answers, to give you the confidence to cast your vote in the upcoming elections. It's that important.
Absolutely critical, Dave, because I think the truth about Quadugos is, you know, we need stable leadership. We're tired of chaos. We've had three mayors in one term of office. People are simply tired of leadership that is not just calm and stable and does what's right by the people of Quadugos. So I think the reminder that I want to send out to the residents of Quadugos is that, you know, change doesn't just happen in the council chamber first. It happens at the ballot box. And you have an opportunity this year to choose a government that can actually work for you as the residents of Quadugos. And that's the Democratic Alliance. Thank you.
Well, here is the thing. If I have had engagement, and I've tried, you know, with political parties across the board, your presence has been the most willing and the most regular. So it's fair to say, I think, that in terms of communication, way ahead of the pack. And we look forward to continuing the communication, Privy, and I wish you continued success. And if you become the new mayor, we'll have a bitter lemon to go to celebrate.
When, Dave?
Well, you've got to... Oh, yes, so that's it. When you become the new mayor. Let's make it a date, shall we? A bitter lemon and a podcast to unpack where we're going to go. 2027 and beyond. My very special guest, Privy McCann. She is the Democratic Alliance. mayoral candidate for this area, and well, we're looking forward to her continued success and great things ahead. Make it happen. Make the change that we need to see happen. You have the power.